In 1995, the state of Oklahoma drew a blood sample from every prison inmate, began analyzing them, and entered the results into its new DNA data bank. The evidence from the Carter investigation was still locked away at the OSBI lab in Oklahoma City. The blood, fingerprints, semen, and hair samples from the crime scene, along with the numerous prints and blood, hair, and saliva samples taken from the witnesses and suspects, were all in storage. The fact that the state had possession of everything did not comfort Dennis Fritz. He didn't trust Bill Peterson and the Ada police, and he certainly didn't trust their cohorts at the Oklahoma State Bureau of Investigation. Hell, Gary Rogers was an OSBI agent. Fritz waited. Throughout 1998, he corresponded with the Innocence Project, tried to be patient, and waited. 10 years in prison had taught him patience and perseverance, and he had experienced the cruelty of false hope. A letter from Ron helped. It was a rambling 7-page hello on Eastern State letterhead, and Dennis chuckled as he read it. His old friend had not lost his wit or his fight. Ricky Joe Simmons was still loose, and damn it, Ron intended to nail him. To keep his own sanity, Dennis stayed in the law library, poring over cases. He made a hopeful discovery. His habeas corpus appeal had been filed in the U.S. District Court for the Western District of Oklahoma. Pontotoc County was in the Eastern District. He compared notes with the other law clerks, and the combined wisdom was that the Western District did not have jurisdiction over him. He rewrote his petition and brief and refiled in the proper court. It was a long shot, but it energized him and gave him another fight. In January 1999, he talked by phone to Barry Scheck. Scheck was at war on many fronts. The Innocence Project was swamped with wrongful conviction cases. Dennis expressed his concern with the state having control of all the evidence, and Barry explained that that was usually the case. "Relax," he said. "Nothing will happen to the samples." He knew how to protect the evidence from tampering. Scheck's fascination with Dennis's case was simple. The police had failed to investigate the last man seen with the victim. It was an enormous red flag, and it was all Scheck needed to take the case.